This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Well, it's another day in paradise. And I wanted to bring you guys a very, very important announcement. I'm back here with Michelle Swinnick, and we wanted to bring you a PSA, a Patriot Service announcement, about a big project that she's been working on that we need your help for. So, Michelle, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me back on, Michael. And Annie, too bad you missed this. It's going to be awesome for everyone who is watching and listening. So the Save My Freedom Movement and Act for America have come together to create a one-click email campaign. It's a petition to notify all the elected officials in Arizona, 110 of them, to ban the voting machines, So we're gonna go through it really quick, and we're going to show you some information, and it's going to make you go, yeah, you need to get rid of the machines, right? Because that's what the whole Selection Code movie is about. So after having that event here in Arizona, Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, we did the movie screening. We had Tina Peters and Matt and Joy Thayer came on, did a Q&A. And I said, you know, we got to do more. We got to help out Mike Lindell. I mean, he's $40 million into this. So you think there's some teeth to that, right? So we said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with an email campaign. And because Act for America, this is their wheelhouse. This is what they do. So I called them up and I said, hey, can we do this? But the beauty to this, and we're going to play, we've kind of outlined this here. So bear with us. Yeah. I got to put the glasses on because I'm 49. This is what happens. I was trying to tell Michael, I said, enjoy your eyes while you have them.
So, yeah, no kidding. Because
it's not going to last long, people. So it's okay to wear the glasses. So I'm going to put the old lady glasses on so Michelle can see. So here's the campaign. Pull up the next slide for me, Michael, please. Ban the Machines campaign. So basically the reason why this campaign is not another email campaign. We're not looking for donations. We're not actually just going to have a random petition. The reason why this actually, as I mentioned, has some teeth to it. Well, this literally is the possibility to get the machines banned because Jim O'Connor, he is one of the Arizona Corporation's commissioners. He wrote a letter to these 110 different elected officials, right? They are, I'm getting the list here because I want to make sure I mention them. The county supervisors, the recorders, the election directors, and the sheriffs in Arizona. There's 110 of them. And he, as one of their colleagues, as an elected official, said, you have to ban these machines. I've watched the Moment of Truth Summit. I've watched Selection Code. I've watched the 2000 mules. And I've even gotten the information from the CISA report where they're saying you can't have these machines are ripe for fraud. You have to ban these machines. You cannot use them. So we have an elected official on our side. And I said, all right, so we're going to do that. So this is simple. So I'm going to go through it real quick. And then we're going to play the clip from Tina Peters. Audio hits home more so, right, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I want to interject here is a lot of times people, like, for whatever reason, don't get involved with these like email campaigns or contacting your elected representatives on the right. But this is a lot more effective than most people think. Like, one thing I've talked about on a couple other shows before is, did you know, like, it only takes 200 people calling the average corporation to get them to, like, drop a sponsorship when, Tucker Carlson says something they don't like. It doesn't take that many voices, because if normally, like, their phone isn't ringing or their email is empty and all of a sudden it blows up, they pay attention to that.
Yeah, and you're spot on. And I learned this from Christine Reagan, who's been on my show numerous times and that is running this campaign with us, or put it together for Act from America. For every action one person takes, it equals 1,000 people. That's why it actually has so much meaning, because they know people are lazy. They know people will not call. They know people will not write. They will not email. So every time that you get that you get that action item taken, this is the standard across for politicians, for, like you said, companies, for campaigns. It's 1 equals 1,000. That's the ratio. So every time that you make one call, they count that as 1,000 people's opinions on how they feel. So the goal with all this is to get numbers, right? You don't have to be in Arizona. It takes less than 2 minutes to do it. You do it every single day. And if we have the numbers, then all of a sudden what we're doing is we're backing it up with people going in there and saying, hey, I got 50,000 people in Pinal County that don't want these machines. What are you going to do about it, Board of Supervisors? What are you going to do about it? So let me, because that's what it's going to take. So you're going to, go ahead.
Bookmark this on your cell phone. Every morning when you're making your coffee in that 2 minutes that you have before the pot's brewed, go in, do this every single day. Put pressure on them. Keep it up. And make it part of your daily routine.
It's something that literally takes less than 2 minutes. You're going to go to azsavesamerica.us. We're gonna pause for a second while you guys go ahead and you can go there. Or you can scan that QR code. You can do it right now. You can do it right now. Because the awesome thing about Frank's speech is you can use Google and you can go into the search engines and in the browsers and pull up additional things while Frank's speech still plays in the background. So you can hear me right now. You can hear Michael right now while you're actually going to do the take action item of filling out your information on azsavesamerica.us. And again, you don't have to be here. So it's a one-click email all campaign. I'm going to go through it real quick. And then, you want to play Tina Peters first? Do you want to do that?
Well, I made it nice and easy. I brought up a bigger version of the QR code.
Yeah, look at that. I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, and then we can run the Tina Peters video as soon as you're ready.
Okay. So everybody like there, that's what you're going to do. And the things that I want you to do is not only you're going to go to the website once a day, you're going to tell 10 friends and you're going to tell 10 friends every day. And even if you said, Michelle, I'm out of friends. Well, you know what? Pretend somebody's your friend and tell them anyway, because if we can get the volume, we can get the volume of the numbers. And I think we're just at like 375,000 people who have actually done this in 2 weeks. Then we can take those numbers to the people that make the decision, because in Arizona, you do not have to use the machines. It is up to the Board of Supervisors. And keep in mind, in Arizona, most of the Board of Supervisors are all Republicans. But then again, we have to be accepting of our new reality.
Yes.
Because you have an R next to your name, what it really means is you're a rhino until you can prove to me you're not. That is the way that I try to explain people how our system really works. So let's play the video clip from Tina Peters. While you guys are, and you can listen or you can watch, but you've already now go into the website, AZ Saves America, and you're filling out your information because they need to know you're a real person. And then we'll explain how it works in the actual website, because it's all right there, right for you, because you can even call if you want to tell these people they're poo-poo heads. All right, so go ahead and play the Tina Peters clip for me, would you, Michael?
All right, we're rolling the Tina Peters clip.
They're all gone. All of them?
Yes.
They would have been gone if I hadn't have done a backup. These people are being selected, not elected. And when the person's vote isn't being honored,
something, and it's all just an illusion.
Something has to change. If I have to hand count every single election from here on out, that's my commitment to the people.
What if it costs you your life?
Then I'll be with my son.
I raised a Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom. Lost him 4 years ago. My blood and his blood is the same. I love this country. I believe this is our last chance to save it. And if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country.
I get chills every time I see that. And I can't even tell you how many times I've seen it. So Shall I read what this quote is? I think this will kind of put things in a perspective to everybody. Yeah. It has become obvious that our entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. Let that digest. Let that sit in your minds, people. It is fundamentally designed to control the outcome. That's the entire system. And this movement that we're doing, okay, this is my quote that we put together just so you see. But that's the important part that I wanted you to get into your new mindset, your new repositioning of reality, because it's the whole system. It's not the machines, is just one big component of it because they have the control. Yeah. And if you look there, it is when it says about Tina Peters, that's her quote from the movie. If we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country. There's 40, we're recording this on a Sunday. So it's 44 days until the election. So we need to make sure that as many people as possible all across the country are doing this one click email campaign and calling these people, these elected elites that are going to be getting the emails and the petitions, because we got to get rid of the machines before the November 8th. And it can be done. They have a backup plan. You want to pull up the that the next one, the next slides, because we want to make this. We want to get. We got your attention, everybody. We don't want to lose you because we got a couple more things to show you. We got a couple more things to show you. Perfect. All right. So this is the press release that we did. Now, the things I just want to point out. I want to point out that again, it is up to the Board of Supervisors in all of Arizona. There's 15 different counties. So there's it's up to them whether or not they use the machines. They also do have a backup plan as part of their election procedures to use paper ballots and a hand count. So they can't act, they can't come back at us because we did the homework, say, oh, we have to use machines. No, no, no. The statute says, it's, you can see it right there. It says may. You may use the machines. You don't have to. And they already have a backup plan. Of course they do, because that's what you're supposed to. So now that we've taken away that excuse, so now it's up to we the people to have our voices heard. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Michael, because most of the time we sit and complain that they're not doing what we want them to do. They're not representing us. But
yes,
have you contacted your legislature or your elected and selected elites to say, this is what I want? This is why I don't like what you're doing. If you haven't done that, you can't use that argument anymore, right? I did it. I didn't contact anybody before I started to get involved with this as a precinct committee man in February of 2021. And I only did that because I had some of them on my shows. So I was guilty. I was like, I'm not having my voice be heard, but yet I'm bitching and complaining. Can't do that. So this campaign makes it easy. So it's very, very simple. It's one click. You're going to go to AZ Saves America, or you're going to go scan that QR code. Then you put in your information because they need to know you're a human being. Then it'll say click here, and it sends the email to 110 people. And then you click here, it has you sign the petition. So then this is the information that we're going to go back and basically shove it in their face and say, what are you doing with all these people that have voiced their opinions? They have their voices need to be heard. You need action. We're actually putting people that are going to go visit them and go to the Board of Supervisors meetings with this information. So that's what I'm saying. The more the merrier for you guys got to help us out. The next screen, it's going to have the phone numbers for every single one of these 110 people. Hold that one. That one's coming next. And then the next tab, it's going to have a Facebook and a Twitter button. So that automatically is going to connect your Twitter and your Facebook accounts. It has a post ready to go for you. You click that button, and then it automatically will post it on Facebook and Twitter. There's also a script on the phone page for you to use if you're not sure what you want to say. It tells you right there. Literally, all this can be done as quickly as possible. Again, each action is equal to 1,000 people. So you do all five. That's 5,000. They'll treat that as 5,000 people that are not so happy with the machines.
Yeah.
So,
and again, the spreading this on social media is the other important part. Like, this is something, again, the left is very good at doing. Like, when they donate to a cause, it isn't just that the one person gave them the last, $5 from their sock. It's the fact that they go spread it on social media, and then their friends see that. And then some of their friends get involved. So we need to do this ourselves, because we can't rely on any of our leaders, elected or selected, or most of the other people that have larger platforms. They're not talking about it. They were already slapped back about it. Fox News has gone silent on it. Any other mainstream media, they just don't cover this stuff. So it's up to us to get the message out and to push our leaders that can actually have the power to get something done. It's up to us to push them to do that, to actually accomplish what we want, to see our will come to fruition.
Yeah, you're spot on. Because it's a numbers game, right? It's a numbers game. So because somebody has 100,000 followers, but if those followers are just followers, but they're not action takers, they can be posting it all day long. But it's the people like you that are watching the show, that if you're posting on social media, but if you also text it to those 10 people, or even if you have time during the day, or like you're out and about talking to somebody and you say, hey, listen, you got to go to this website. So it needs to be done every day, because I can tell you right now, I've been watching the numbers. And in the very beginning, and like for the first week and a half, we had like surging. It's like in 1 hour with 6,000 people and another one. And then all of a sudden, over the past couple of days, it's not been as much, because we were like, oh, we're good for about a week and a half. And then all of a sudden we're like kicking back. No. This is something that literally needs to be done. This is crunch time, everybody. This is go time. I mean, Lindell talks about it on every show he goes on. This is it. You can have machines and you can have a country. You cannot have both. And this is an opportunity to do it, especially since in September, for example, on Wednesday in Pinal County, I keep using them as an example only because they're right next to Maricopa. So it's Mayor Corruption County, which AKA Maricopa. Yeah, that's the real name, but I don't use it. Because it's America Corruption. That's what it is. So let's just call a spade, right? That's how this works. Let's use the language of the left. Let's go ahead and, like, you know, rename things because that's the new meaning. Yeah, so that's right next to us. So it's technically like the Phoenix, the greater Phoenix area-ish. So they have their board of supervisors meeting on Wednesday. So if there's anybody in Arizona who wants to go to it, it's a public meeting. I encourage you to go. Mm-hmm. We are having people that are going to be talking about this and bringing some of the information of the signatures and things like that to go to this meeting. So that's what we're going to, that's why I'm saying there is backup. So not only do we have a Jim O'Connors, who is there with the letter as an elected official, now we've got people going to these board of supervisors and meeting with them outside of the meeting in order to say, hey, you guys got to get rid of these machines. You have to do this. This is your duty. There's 110. I know it sounds like the same numbers, but it just happens to be. There actually could be more at this point, but the last of us that I checked, and I'm trying to get a list, there's 110 different counties all over the country that mm-hmm. have actually decided to ban the machines and use a paper ballots and a hand count. So it can be done. It is being done, but in Arizona, because, you know, we've got such a bullseye on our back and people are focusing on it, and the layer and the amount of fraud and corruption that happens here that just happened again in our primaries, it is so huge that we just need one county to have the courage, to have the Canucks to actually do this. And then you're going to see the rest of them kind of have, they have no choice. They have no choice. And then all of a sudden it's become a big deal that a place in Arizona, a county in Arizona, of course, we were in the movie 2000 Mules. I mean, everywhere I turn, it's like Arizona. I'm like, since when are we so popular? Like, what is going on? Like, what? And it's never for a good thing, right? It's never
exactly.
for a good thing this state. Oh my God.
It's not for something positive, but we can change that. No. If we can get a couple counties to drop the machines, like you said, it will then apply pressure to the other ones, to Maricopa and where the real problem is and the real corruption is. But it's all a tool of, we have to accomplish small goals to accomplish the bigger goals. So that's why we need your help to put pressure. Yeah, we need your help to put pressure on these people to make sure change comes through before the next election, or it will get stolen again.
Oh, yeah, because they were doing shenanigans all across the country. Multiple states happen to be like battleground states in the primaries that we just had. Look what happened to Tina Peters. She won her race. You know she did. You got so many other people like Joey Gilbert in Nevada. He won his race, right? Candace Taylor, she got a hell of a lot more than 40,000 votes with 60,000 volunteers. Do the math people. Do the math people. Okay, that's how it works here. Where's my quote? This is it, right? Our entire election system is fundamentally based and designed to control the outcomes. There you go. Okay, the whole system. But this campaign, so don't be discouraged, right? Do not be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. It's right there, Joshua 1:5-9. Do not be discouraged. We as the people can prevail, but it takes us to work together. And we made this easy. AZSavesAmerica.us. We made it quick and easy. And if you don't think we can do it, we're going to play the clip from. We're going to play the clip from A Bug's Life where the grasshoppers don't want the ants to stand up, because then when they realize the people work together, they are going to get defeated. So this is our time, people. This is our Joshua moment. This is your moment to do who's, you know, I have all these quotes and stuff around here. Some of this stuff I got to get memorized in my brain. This is your Esther moment, people. This is it. This is the time. So go ahead, play that clip. And then we got a couple more things to share with you. And then we got to wrap this PSA up, because I need you to be contacting your friends and doing this every single day.
That's right. You've already got homework. Here we go.
That's homework.
They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Ah. That pretty much sums it up. We were talking before we started to click the record button that we both are going to watch this because I have a feeling that movie is going to mean more to you now than it ever will in your entire life, because I have a feeling it parallels exactly what's going on. It might give you a little inspiration to come join us, get on the battlefield and tell 10 of your friends. All right. So we got a couple more things, Michael, right? And then we're going to let these guys go on with their wonderful day. So we got the cue card coat up. We are good to go there. Now, here is the irony of all this. Here is the irony. Again, remember, we always tell you that there is not a left. There's not a right. It is a uniparty. It is we the people versus the elected and selected elite. And so you're wondering, how does this person stay in office for 30 years when they're a poo-poo head? Well, there's the selection code. God, remember, there's two sets of books. So you got to get rid of these machines. You can have a country and you can have machines, but you can't have both. So this is unbelievable. This is the leading Democrats. You got Kamala Harris, right? And you've got Adam Schiff. They do have nicknames. Heels Up Harris, right? And then you've got Adam Schiff for brains. And you've got a whole bunch of other characters that you can't stand listening to them complain and destroy the country. But they're all in this video, which is recent, right? Yes. Well, obviously before 2020.
Just a couple years. Yeah, I think it's a lot of these are from 2018.
They hate machines.
They knew exactly what the threat was. They understood. They were a lot more vocal about it than Republicans were for a time. But now the balance of power has shifted. Yes. Now
I like to do the quotes because they won. Yes. They won.
Yeah. Now the Uniparty has put them... Many of them have now benefited from these machines being manipulated and other manipulation that goes on, whether it's, you know, thousands of dead people voting or the mules or other things. Now that they're benefiting from the fraud, now they're silent. They don't want to talk about it. It was the cleanest, most fair election in human history.
Yeah, because they're in. They got their money. They got their support. They got their connections. Mm-hmm. They got whatever it is. So they're like, no, we got to keep them because now we got a stronghold. So that's the other thing. Everybody that's involved in politics, in these think tanks, in these groups, in these organizations, in these PACs, they know how the system works. They know about the machines. It's been happening for decades. Mike Lindell beautifully did the presentation of a Moment of Truth Summit, which was a couple weeks ago, and it's right there on the homepage of the website. I encourage you to do it. He brought on Curtis, can't remember his last name. He's the guy that originally did the algorithm to do the 51 votes versus 49, which is how they keep it just under the recounting threshold to sway the 2000 election, because he did it in October. He was hired to do it in October of 2000. And then all of a sudden, now you got Bush, you got Gore, you got hanging chads, you got all this. Gee, where did that all come from? Curtis is a Democrat. Curtis actually voted for O'Biden. He voted for O'Biden. Yeah, and he said that at the summit. So he's like, no, I'm still a Democrat. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to, this guy needs some therapy. But that's okay. That's a whole nother thing. Maybe he can actually go to Lindell's recovery network and get some recovery. The guy needs some help. That's okay, Curtis. But as long as you came forward and told the truth, we'll accept you with open arms into our camp. So that's what I'm saying is they all know people. So don't think, oh, they're on our side. No, they're not. They say they're grassroots. Oh, they're really not. They say they're America first. They're really not. No. They're really not. Because where's their money? $300 million raised. This was that was the number from January of this last year. The Republican Party raised for election integrity. Where's the money? Where's the money, Rana? Where is all the new programs? Where is all the election integrity? We don't have any here in Arizona. And I don't see them handing out money for groups that are actually doing the work or maybe doing the canvassing or actually doing sweating of the oldies in the summer trying to get people to do campaigns like this. How come they didn't do a campaign like this? Where $300 million to the government, to the GOP, that your hard tax dollars were given to them. So stop giving money to the GOP. That's the worst thing you could do on the planet Earth.
Yes. Only donate to individual candidates.
Horrible, horrible. Don't give it to these groups, these PACs, these whatevers. No. If you're going to support a candidate, great. Otherwise, go buy some MyPillow products. Go buy my store products. Go ahead and buy some food because you're going to need that, because just wait till you see what's going to happen there. And with most of the people that are on this show,
no kidding.
Smart. They already know that you're going to have food shortages amongst other things. And you might want to, you know, energy, like if you live somewhere where it's cold, you're going to need that extra money. So save that, right? Save that. So that's my whole point with that. So they all know. And I think I made that very clear. So we've got one or two more things here. Can we play the video?
Yeah, let's run this video. Some of the Democrats.
Yeah. All right. And then we got to wrap it up. I've already taken too much time of these people's time today. They got things to do. They got to go pray. And they got to go plan. They got to take action. They got stuff to do and they got to work. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, some of us have jobs to do. All right, yeah, I'm going to run the video.
Yeah, we got work. Yeah.
Error of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risk.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know that hackathon that took place last year, where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to hack one swing state, or maybe one or two, or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
I'm very concerned that you could have a hack that finally went through.
Yeah, and again, this is exactly the problem. And the left was aware of it. Everyone should have been aware of that. This isn't new news. It's been reported for years that these machines have various vulnerabilities. Even CISA, some of our own government entities, have pointed out these flaws. And until all of a sudden 2020, then, you know, they're the best thing possible. They're safe. They're unhackable. Freest, fairest election of all time.
Yeah. All narrative, all propaganda, all to trick you yet again, we the people of the United States of America. So we're going to play the selection code trailer here in a second, but I just wanted to make two more announcements. These are time sensitive. Well, I mean, this whole thing is because as of today, we're recording this on Sunday, the 25th, which is 45 days until the election. So obviously we need to get the machines removed before then. Okay. Cause that makes sense, right? Because can't do it on the 8th, everybody, and say, oh, no machines today. So we have a sensitivity when a time is now for this. That's why we're asking you to do this now every single day. azsavesamerica.us. Fill out your information every single day and tell 10 of your friends and click as many buttons as you can. Do as many take action items once you're in the into the website campaign. Now, there's two things that are coming up this week. So I don't know if you're, depending on when you're seeing this, but I'm just going to give it to you now. So on Wednesday, here in Pinal County is having their Board of Supervisors meeting. And it is Wednesday, which is 20?
I'm really bad at dates. Whatever. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Today's 25, 26, 27, 28. So the 28th, there's a meeting here in Pinal County, which is right next to Mayor Corruption County, right next to us at 9:30. And this is the Board of Supervisors. It's open to the public. It's also something that you can go ahead and watch on, I believe, Zoom. So I don't have those details yet, but what I'm going to do is for anybody that wants them, and I'm going to give them to Annie and you as soon as I find out about them, but we're going to put them at the very top of our take action menu. So everythinghomeaboutus.com, that's your take action menu, all kinds of incredible information on there to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. The campaign website's there, so it'll say AZ Saves America. Below that, I'm going to do the link so you can actually go to the Zoom link for this meeting if you want to watch it. And if you can go in person, go. We want to pack that sucker up. And we're going to have people that are working with us that are on the boots on the ground that are going to go down there. I'm not sure what they're going to say or how that's going to work. I'm just spreading the news. I'm just a messenger. Working on that side. Don't shoot the messenger. Please don't. Right. There's enough people that probably want to shoot me already. So I don't need my friends shooting me. Right. That's uncool, people. So you can go there. And then on this Saturday, okay, this just got confirmed yesterday. So this is literally hot off the press. Mm-hmm. This Saturday at the Pollock Theater in Tempe, we're going to be having 15 election fraud prevention experts. And most of the names, I can't release them yet because I don't have the official okay to release the name. I guarantee you they're people that you have seen all over the country for the past 2 years. Okay. They're going to, some will be in person, some will be on Zoom, some will be recorded. There's going to be at least 15 of them. There might be more. So this is going to be yet another display to show all the people in the country and the elected and selected elites here in Arizona that you've got to ban these machines. So we're doing it one more time right here in Arizona, right? So this is what we want to show them. So we're going to have them here. This event is open. It is free. So all, and I will have that information on the Take Action menu. I'm going to get it to Annie. I'm going to get it to Michael as soon as I get it, because this all just got confirmed yesterday. So it's October 1st. And at the time, I don't know if it's at 10, starts at 10, 11, 12. It's somewhere going to be in that range. It's going to be about 4, maybe 5 hours, because we've got a lot of content. So this is, I get at this point, we're doing what we can here, but we need you guys to help us. So if you're in another state, that's okay. If you're here in Arizona, go to the events, go to these meetings, do this campaign, pick up the phone and tell as many people as you can, do it every single day, because Mike Lindell's got the courts things taken care of. But unfortunately, you know what? Those places are so corrupt. He keeps getting standing issues and whatever, but this is literally our last shot. This is our Hail Mary to get rid of the machines, because you got to put pressure on them. And if you listen to the episode, let me just do this before I forget. And reasons why, let's just say people say, well, you know what? We've done this before. No, we haven't. We've done petitions. We've done emails. We've done phone calls, but we've not had it where an elected official is on our side, has already told his colleagues, you can't do this. He's putting pressure on them. The backlash he's getting is unbelievable, because this event was supposed to be done at the Arizona Corporations Commission, and he couldn't get his other people to say yes, because they were told, I guarantee you, no, you're not doing any of this, you guys. Otherwise, it's not going to end well for you, right? Because that's how vicious this is. So they're coming at him, right? So this is how we got to work together. So not only do we have that, we have people that are actually going to go there that are meeting off outside of the meetings with these elected officials to get them to literally have a conscience and do what's right. Do what's right for this country is to get rid of these machines. So there's human follow-up. And we have the event this Saturday. We're also going to do our best to set it up so that you can watch it nationwide. So hopefully we'll be able to get it done so that Frank's Speech can be. It'll be on Frank's Speech. It'll be on RSBN if we can. But they have the Trump event is on October 1st. And then you've also – yeah, so we got a little conflict there, right? Yeah. We'll figure it out, right? We want to get
there's still time.
But we're also going to see if we can have it set up so people can log in through a Zoom channel, right? So that's all in the works. But if you want to sign up and make this easy, you can text the word action. I'm going to put this up here, action, to 91776. That's the Save My Freedom Movement. I'm not trying to get you to buy anything. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. I'm just saying I don't have all the information. So if you want it, as it comes across, if you text the word action to 91776, you'll get on the list and we'll alert you. And if you go to savemyfreedom.us, it connects to the AZ Saves America. It connects to our Take Action menu, which is everything home about us. It's all the same. It's all the same people. It's all the same information. It just gets you from different directions. And then that way I can put you on the email list and let everybody know what these links are so you can actually be involved. But the most important thing you can do today is you can scan that QR code that's right on your screen. AZ Saves America, and you're going to do this once a day, every day. Second time you do it, because it auto-populates, takes like 30 seconds, and you got to tell 10 of your friends. So we're doing what we can, but we got to get your support from everybody all over the country. And if you're an influencer, you've got a big following, please share this. Contact us. We'll mention you if that's what you want. If that's what it takes, I'll do anything that you guys want me to do in order to get more people involved and to get more people to click this. I mean, literally, I'll do whatever. We'll do whatever at this point.
At the end of the day, it's up to all of us to be the change that we want to see. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, you know, have watched from a distance for a long time. We watch what Mike Lindell does. We watch what other people have done in the fight for election integrity. But at the end of the day, it takes us. We have to individually put pressure on these elected representatives if we want to see change. So if you're somebody that has just watched all this happen for the last 2 years, can you live with yourself knowing that if the country is taken after this next election – and you did nothing? Is that what you want to be? So if you haven't been active, haven't been involved, and haven't done anything but be a keyboard ninja, this is your time to go in, actually get involved, message our elected representatives, and get something done, something positive for the country, and help us eliminate these machines.
And we made it easy, guys. It's all in that campaign. It was set up. Act for America was great to do it. And they didn't charge. They don't have charging anybody. They're not even asking for donations. No. If you want to donate, you can. But that's not what this is about. It's about literally the numbers. We need the numbers up because then we can go. And it's the pressure. And as I was saying before, but I kind of jump around a little bit too much because there's just a lot of information, right? I know it's a lot, yes. But we're going to simplify it. I did on my show, Everything Home, which is on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time on brighttan.tv. We did an interview with Jim O'Connor and Christine Reagan from Act for America about this campaign. And it's episode 367, and you can find it at all the websites we just gave you and the connection menu. And I'm going to add it to this website so you can see that. I'm just going to work on it today. I'm flying solo here with all this tech stuff, guys. So it's only so much one person can do. So, but the beauty of this this interview is the things that Christine and Jim said about the country and the reasons why they're involved. And Jim gets choked up. Like I was like, whoa, and he's a tough guy. And he got choked up. And it is such a powerful episode. You don't have to listen to me. You can fast forward. I don't really talk that much during it. But it is unbelievable what comes out of both of their mouths. That it makes it makes you excited. It pisses you off. And it also then gets you fired up in a good way. So I encourage you to go check that out. It's obviously on Rumble too, everythinghometalkshow.com. But watch that episode. It literally is powerful. It's also on Frank's Speech. So on my account on Frank's Speech, you can search for Everything Home. And I listed it there. It's episode 367. So you can watch it directly.
If you go under
right here within Frank's Speech World.
If you go under shows, you'll be able to find her down in Everything Home. And then it's actually the first show she uploaded. So if you scroll to the bottom of her episodes, it's very easy to find. It'll be one of the ones at the bottom of the episode list.
So you've got everything now. You've got all the materials, guys. So that now it's up to you. We're still doing, we've got all the work that we're still doing on our end and more details about the Friday event, which is the Board of Supervisors meeting. You can look it up on your own if you want. Otherwise, we'll get you as much information. I'm going to add it to that Take Action menu. And then you've got this campaign once a day. Tell all your friends. Doesn't matter which state. You don't have to just do Arizona. All we want is numbers at this point. Yeah. And then you've got the event on this Saturday, and more details will come since that it was just literally some of the stuff was finalized yesterday. So we've got one more video. Michael is kind enough to, and then we are done. We are letting you go because there's so much to do, people. But it's so easy. Less than 2 minutes a day. Like Biden whispers 2 minutes a day.
Yeah, I don't know if that's effective or just creepy.
It is the creepiest thing. Like every time he turns around, it's just one other thing that you're just like, what, you were 30 and she was 12? Is that, did I just, what? I had to rewind that like four times the other day because I'm like, did he just say that? Like, and people laughed like the planet that we live on. And you wonder why we are in the world and the situation we're in this country, because people laughed at that and somebody didn't come and just scoop him off the stage and put him in prison. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just azsavesamerica.us. This is our only hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Michael, play the videotape and let's
wrap. All right, rolling the video.
Into Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' alleged voting machine security breaches continues.
If I asked you this question before the 2020 election, are these voting machines secure?
I would have said yes.
And after the election,
I would have said yes.
What changed?
Tina Peters admits she brought in a consultant to make a forensic copy of the Dominion voting system in Mesa County.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Voting machines in Georgia and Texas switch votes from one candidate to another.
Virtually every machine was broken into.
Ballot recording machines.
Voting machines.
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 Voting machines.
Voting machines.
Machines.
Machine.
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 Machines, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
We've seen no evidence that any of our voting systems have been tampered with.
The November 3rd election was the most secure.
It was the most secure.
Most secure.
Most secure election
in American history, period.
The process is very secretive.
These machines are built by private companies, which we don't have a right to know what goes on inside those.
What did you see during the software update?
We've uncovered something that they're afraid of.
We didn't consider the machines.
The information found there is the Rosetta Stone.
They made a mistake and left the evidence in the machine.
And you can hide it as well.
It's only what the programmer tells to say.
It's literally like the difference between going from pickpocketing to credit card fraud.
These people are being selected, not elected.
It's about who gets to count the vote.
They break down my door, terrorize my family.
FBI, federal search warrant.
What do you remember?
Just my mom being handcuffed by the chief of police.
This is not what we do in America.
Let's go!
You could make it all go away, though. You just keep your mouth shut. You could have your life back. Can't unsee what I've seen.
Can't unsee what she's seen, people. So there it is. So watch that. It's only an hour. You can go to frankspeech.com. Since you're already on it, it's on the homepage. I encourage you to watch it. Watch it a couple times because you're going to get new information every single time you watch it. I think I've watched it four times. And
yes.
I just like, whoa, I didn't catch that the first time, right? I didn't quite understand it. Now it makes sense. So, and share it with your friends. You can share it directly, right, Michael? You can share it directly through Frank Speech. I think you guys make it really easy for people to share the movie.
Yeah, you can share the film. There's tons of other resources for fraud and updates on things that are currently happening. Like, again, in, I think it's Fulton County, Pennsylvania, over this last week, there's finally a court case that moved forward that's now information in front of a judge where they can show where these machines were altered after certification, that more DLL files showed up on them. And again, this is the kind of evidence that the media has been in full-blown denial about for years now, but you have an opportunity to share it directly and wake more people up.
Yeah, thank God for Mike Lindell and Frank's speech. So everybody, there you go. It's right there, the QR code, azsavesamerica.us. You do not have to be in the state of Arizona to participate. And if you want to get this done in your state, you can contact me. You can contact Michael, which gets you to Act for America. You can send them a message. But the reason why I said, again, this probably has the most chance of getting in motion is because we've got an elected official who's willing to be on our side and shout from the rooftops. So that's why we're focusing just on Arizona. But if you got somebody like a Jim O'Connor that wants to go ahead and write the letter and stand up and take the action, right? Those who stand for nothing fall for anything. If you got somebody like that, then contact us. Contact Christina Act for America, and she'll set up the campaign in your state, and you can take it and run with it just like we're doing here. So this is not just for here, but otherwise it's just kind of like another email, another petition. That's why this is different. So one quote I want to leave you with, right? Because we're always talking about pray, plan, take action, and do it in that order, right? So on the flyer, if you notice, you got Esther there. I'm going to read it to you real quick for the people that are doing the audio version. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this? And I know you've heard that saying, such a time as this. And I wanted to make sure we use the exact verse from the Bible so that actually makes kind of a little more of input. This is your time, people. This is your moment. This is your moment. And this is the cry out or the call out, the call to action for those elected officials and the people that are watching, that are listening, that are need a little bit of encouragement to get onto the battlefield, to push this out there and to participate, to tell their friends and the ones who haven't yet. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. I just started using this one a couple of weeks ago. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, these people that want the machines, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will restore their land. So I encourage you to do that every day. You're going to pray, plan, take action. Your plan, we kind of gave it to you. We just needed to take action. I do need you to pray every day, though, because that's the other thing that's going to help. So we can do both. We can do both. This can happen. Then if you wanted to catch the interview that I did with Tina Peters and Sharona Bishop, it's a episode 360, and it's unbelievable. It was actually the night before the Moment of Truth Summit, because Tina wasn't allowed to go to the event because she's a political prisoner. She's not allowed to leave the state. She was actually going to come to the movie Selection Code when we did it. She wasn't allowed to leave the state. And then about a week and a half ago, she had texted me and said that the district attorney would not allow her to go visit her dead son's grave. She's a gold star mom. He died doing an activity for the military. She was not allowed to visit her dead son's grave because the district attorney will not allow her to leave because he hates her that much. That is a demon, people. You want more and more of those, more of those.
It's persecution, not prosecution, just like all the J6
political defendants. Political prisoner, just like Dr. Simone Gold, political prisoner, just like Mike Lindell. And you don't think, oh, he's not a prisoner. They took his phone. They ambushed him. That's a political prisoner. It's just a different version of being in prison because he has no access to his communication. He got his rights ripped out from under him. Dr. Frank, same thing. They came to get his phone. So it's not a matter of if people, it's a matter of when they're going to come for you. This is how we stop them. This is how we stop them. AZSavesAmerica.us. Thank you so much for this long PSA, Patriot Service announcement, Michael. And I hope it hits home for people, and I hope they take action. And I pray that you all take action, because this is our Hail Mary shot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, you can always find the latest for Annie and myself at liveuptofreedom.com. I also, again, would like to ask everyone to please keep Annie and the people of Iran in your prayers, mm-hmm. as they currently are struggling through what's pretty much turned into a full-blown revolution there. In the meantime, thank you for joining us today, and don't forget to live up to freedom.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
And find us on all the major listening platforms.
Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.